Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Terry Neese back on the show. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've known her in her continuous and abiding quest to help women put their best foot forward in the marketplace, in the halls of government where public policy is being decided. She's been a leader over and over and over again, and she is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, and that's just the newest, latest, most current title for her, and she's our good friend Terry Neese. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Really good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. Terry, by the way, tell us about this. Folks, let me tell you something. Probably 3 years ago, maybe more, Terry and I was at one of Terry's functions in Washington, D.C., and I said, "What's new, Terry?" She says, "We're going to start helping the women of Afghanistan." And boy, howdy, have you followed through on that promise, Terry, and you've gotten a little recognition lately, haven't you?
I have, and you know, Jim, it's really a thrill in my heart to help these women in Afghanistan, but also to see their progress. You know, things are tough over there, really tough.
Yeah.
And
it's not just tough; it's dangerous.
It's very
literally
dangerous.
Folks, imagine leaving work to go unlock your doors and not know whether you'll survive the trip.
Yep.
Now, that's how it is over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think women business owners are truly showing the world that we as women can keep our businesses stable and secure even when times are tougher than tough.
Yeah.
And these women come to the United States through our Peace Through Business program under the Institute to spend 3 weeks on campus at Northwood University, get basically a mini MBA, and then we match them with an American woman business owner who owns the exact same type of company that they have, and they live with her for a week,
mm-hmm.
mentoring and shadowing with
wow.
her and her family, and then I bet you
the American is the big beneficiary of that experience.
You know, the American women mentors say that they learn more from these women
yeah.
than they're sure the women
mm-hmm.
will learn from them.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
So it's a wonderful cultural experience. It's a growing experience. And for some of your audience members out there, we are already looking for mentors for our students for 2010.
All right.
And we're
how do they make contact with you?
They should go online to www.ieew.org.
IEEW.org.
.org. And they'll find all kinds of information on the site about mentorship and the application. There is a mentor application that you must complete. And just because you complete an application doesn't mean you'll get a woman to spend the week with you, because we truly do match you up as perfectly as we possibly can.
Do these women speak English?
They all speak English.
Yep.
English
is the international language of business, folks.
Yeah, that's true.
Much to the chagrin of the French, but it is.
Yes. they do speak English. They are actually in a course on the ground in their country. We have an employee of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women in Afghanistan and in Rwanda.
Wow.
And so we've hired a previous 2007 student of ours in Afghanistan to teach the course. We have an 8-week course on the ground in Kabul, and we have an 8-week course on the ground in Kigali, Rwanda.
What do you think the women that you know in Afghanistan are doing right now, having heard the president's commitment of new troops to Afghanistan?
Well, I can tell you that they are very pleased that more troops are coming. We had some pretty good discussions with the women when they were here in August, And their comments continued to be, we are concerned about our security, and we are scared that America will not send more troops and continue to help us, and the Taliban can come back and take over. And then we are once again shut down. We are in our homes. We can't leave our homes unless we're on the arm of a man.
See, that's the thing, folks, is as you know, in these repressive with a repressive attitude of the fanatical Islam, the Taliban, for example, I mean, the women are less than chattel.
Yeah, under the Taliban, Afghanistan is one of the worst places on earth to be a woman or a girl. And, you know, women are banned from working outside the home. Girls
being educated.
Not allowed to school.
Yeah.
And women are severely punished if they are a victim of rape.
Yeah.
So,
if they're a victim, it's double jeopardy for them.
Yeah. But today, you know, women are opening businesses. They're running for parliament. 6 million children are in school. 2 million of them girls. So there's been tremendous change over there.
Why don't Americans celebrate that? Why didn't the Bush administration? Why doesn't the Obama administration celebrate that, those facts, and give Americans something to be proud for the price that we have paid for this? Why don't we do that? I don't understand that,
Terry. I don't either. We had a discussion about this Monday.
I blame the Bush administration for this. I blame the Obama administration for this. It's preposterous to me that we spent this kind of treasure and resources. Our men and women, the lives, the injuries, the money, the resources we spent, the sacrifice, and yet we have people in America who couldn't even find Afghanistan if their life depended on it on a map.
We had a U.S. Afghan Women's Council meeting conference call Monday. I have a seat on that council. Laura Bush was on the call. Milan Verveer, who is basically right hand person to Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, on the phone. We had the foreign minister of Afghanistan on the phone from Afghanistan, and we were talking about why we could not get any positive media about what the council is doing to help women and girls. For example, our Peace Through Business program, we get some media coverage, but very little.
Why don't the National Organization of Women, why don't they take this on?
Yeah.
Why don't they do? What about, look what's happened in Iraq even. I mean, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, I know a lot of people have a problem with us being there, but we are there. We have been there. We've done these things. Let's find the silver lining in these things. There's a lot of things to be proud of.
Exactly.
We've done that on this show. I'll tell you what. We've talked about those things on this show. 20 after, right back with Terry Neese. Dr. Terry Neese and I will be right back. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, going there, and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, get answers. Don't forget, did I mention my newsletter? Subscribe to my free newsletter. We've been doing that for over 10 years now. Every Sunday afternoon, like clockwork, you're going to get my newsletter that we work hard to prepare for you. And it's free as well. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Terry Neese, Dr. Terry Neese is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She wears many hats. She's a senior fellow, distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, an organization I'm very proud to be telling you about. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, but this is a woman who spent her life empowering entrepreneurs and on many levels, but especially women entrepreneurs. And Terry Neese is one of the reasons. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder why women have been growing in prominence in the small business sector, it's because of some of the things that Terry Neese has helped, along with many other women and men, have helped to make the road a little easier for them to do that. And Terry, on behalf of all those women entrepreneurs, I thank you.
Well, Jim, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. It's been a labor of love and a passion, and it takes all of us. It's all been a good team effort, and I think that you know, one of the things that we're doing in Afghanistan, I believe, is an extension of what our soldiers are doing
over
there.
No question about it. And see, that's the kind of story that we need to be telling.
Yep.
I mean, look, my son did 2 tours in Iraq.
Right.
If he, thank God he's home safe. But if somehow I had lost him over there, I would have had to have tried to find something that was positive in that area to think about, that maybe it was worth what he did, his sacrifice. And that's and I know that the families who have paid that kind of a price have got to be thinking about that. Why doesn't our government give them those things to hang on to? I don't understand it. And you're doing that, and I appreciate it. I agree with what you said. Those are beautiful sentiments, very accurate sentiments. And see, when we've talked to people in Iraq who were taking what our men and women in uniform were doing and helping to create markets in Iraq, helping to create business opportunities, giving loans to people. You're doing that kind of thing in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, it's harder to be at war with your partners.
Right.
And so building these bridges between Afghanistan and Rwanda truly is peace through business. And these women are also challenged to go back home and pay forward the knowledge that they've gained while they are in the United States. And we have some incredible numbers that show what these women are doing. Some of their revenues and employees have increased by 400%.
Wow!
Since we started working with them.
Are you getting the Nuveen Bank Fund folks? Are they there at all doing the microloans? Are you guys doing any of that?
No.
Is anybody doing that in Afghanistan?
No. There are.
Mohammed, what's his name? Mohammed
Yunus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, now see, I'm trying to think of the organization in Iraq. That's what they did. They went into Iraq and they made microloans.
Yeah, there is some of that going on. However, the problem in Rwanda specifically, interest rates are 20%, 15 to 20%.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
And stay in business. And the same thing is happening in Afghanistan as well. So that is a critical issue. The access to capital to help these women grow is really a critical issue. And we're working on it. We work on it every day. But let me give you 2 examples, one from each country. Taj, who owns a ball manufacturing company. I've talked about her before.
Kind of manufacturing company?
She owns a soccer ball, volleyball, manufacturing company. She hand sews the most gorgeous soccer balls you've ever seen. And when she came over in 2007, she had 60 employees. Her annual revenues were $2,500. Today,
wow,
she has 300 employees, and her annual revenues are $12,000.
Wow.
Sarah, who is in Rwanda, is a female dairy farmer. And she's entered into a business project with 2 female business partners to raise chickens to supply to a fast food restaurant, which will be purchasing 400 chickens per week at a minimum.
Wow.
And she's done this just since she went back in August.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're really...
Just unleash the power.
Absolutely. We are turning these women's lives around, helping them build their businesses, and in doing that, they're rebuilding their country.
When those women come back next time, the next group of women, would you arrange for me to interview 1 or 2
yes,
of them?
Absolutely.
And also some of their hosts.
Absolutely.
I'd like for my audience to hear these women. Ladies, you know, Terry, you said something a minute ago that I wanted to comment on. One of my heroes, Frederick Bastiat, the 19th century French economist / comedian, he's a pretty funny guy. He said this. He said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing.
I like that.
When goods cross borders, armies don't. Terry, give us the website again, please.
It's www.ieew.org.
Check it out, folks. If you want to see heroes, if you want to go where heroes live, go to that website. Terry, thank you for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next
time.
You too. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. She was hanging on, Johnny. He was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.